Local news first from Niagara Radio. This report brought to you by the Wellness Park Pharmacy, 87th and Buffalo Avenue, and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue, just off Main. They're two locally owned and operated pharmacies that take the time to care about you. And unlike a lot of big corporate drugstores, they offer personal, polite service. They greet you by name. They help you find what you're looking for. And they go out of their way to make you happy. That's because they're locally owned and operated, and the owners are in the store. It's a pleasant change when shopping at a drugstore, and an experience you could only appreciate if you experience it. And you can at Wellness Park and Community Medical Pharmacies of Niagara Falls. Locally owned and locally operated, and they show it. Topping Wednesday's local news, here's an update on that accident we told you about first yesterday afternoon here on Niagara Radio, where a child riding a bicycle was struck on Center Street in Lewiston. Today, Lewiston Police Chief Michael Solana said the 15-year-old that was struck only suffered minor injuries and was treated on the scene and was not transported to a hospital. He said the driver of the vehicle involved cooperated with the police investigation and was not charged in the case. Solana's Lewiston Village Patrol investigated that accident with first aid assistance at the scene by the Lewiston No. 1 Fire Company. I'll have more headlines in a moment, but a reminder, our local news is also brought to you daily by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair, 523-5911. Chris Moore is a local repairman who's been fixing appliances in the area for over 45 years now. So he's got the experience to tackle any problem you might have. And he charges only $35 for a service call, plus parts and labor. Practically unheard of in this area, with most other companies charging two or three times that just to walk in your door. Now, we know you don't know when you're going to need Chris Moore, but if you have appliances, you know someday you will. So put his number in your cell phone now so you have it when you need it. 523-5911. It's Chris Moore's Appliance Repair. In other news headlines, Niagara Falls firemen made a quick cleanup of a gasoline spill that occurred at 72nd and the Boulevard yesterday. Authorities tell us a gas tank fell off a car and began to leak there. No injuries reported, and traffic around the spill was diverted while firemen used a dry chemical absorbent to clean up that spill. In Lewiston yesterday, a man believed to be in his 60s entered the Tops Market on Center Street, filled up a basket full of soda and other beverages, and then walked out the door without paying for the items. Lewiston police are now checking video at the store to try to identify the man and his vehicle, to tell Niagara Radio that Tops will press charges if the suspect can be ID'd. Niagara police are working on a couple of larcenies that occurred yesterday. Two men walked into the Hugo store in the Fashion Outlet Mall and selected six items consisting of jackets, pants, and shirts, then walked out without paying for them. A clerk in the store said she stopped them on the way out and asked them if they planned to pay for the clothing, but they just ignored her and continued to walk out the door. Niagara police said the value of those stolen clothes was set at over $1,000, and their investigation into the theft is continuing. At the Walmart store on Transit Road in the town of Lockport, sheriff deputies are investigating the theft of a Hoover vacuum cleaner worth $149. Deputies said a suspect came into the store, grabbed a cart, put the vacuum cleaner in it, and then just walked out the door. They say there's video of the theft, and authorities believe that they will be able to identify that thief. At the Burlington Coat Factory on Military Road, a man came in and selected 18 items that he didn't pay for. The value of those clothes, $234. Niagara police are checking video on that case, and Burlington management in the case said they will pursue charges if that thief can be identified. Sheriff deputies are investigating some criminal mischief to a car just purchased by a resident on Main Street in Newfane. She told the sheriff she went to start her car this morning, but it wouldn't run. That car was towed to a service station, and it was determined that a foreign substance was poured into the gas tank, possibly believed to be sugar. The victim believes that her ex-boyfriend might be the suspect. Now deputies are checking video in the area to see who may have caused the problem, and say their investigation is ongoing in the case with charges pending. A couple of car stops were reported today for what at first appeared to be traffic violations, but later turned into something bigger. A vehicle with no front plate was stopped at 95th and the Boulevard. Deputies there discovered the driver of the vehicle, identified as Caleb Winsett, reportedly had a suspended driver's license. He was charged with aggravated unlicensed operation of a motor vehicle and also with having a loud muffler along with no front plate. He was issued an appearance ticket in the case, but was then also turned over to Amherst police, who were holding an outstanding warrant for him. On Lockport Road in Wheatfield, a driver allegedly talking on his cell phone was stopped by Deputy Jim Villani. He said he found out the driver didn't have a valid driver's license. Villani reported that Julio Vegas was driving on a revoked non-driver license due to 8 previous revocations. That driver was also charged with aggravated unlicensed operation and with the cell phone violation. Now he'll have to appear in Wheatfield Town Court to answer the charges. Accidents reported to Niagara Radio today include an accident Wednesday afternoon where the driver left the scene. Police located him a short distance from the accident and were investigating the conditions of the crash at the time of this report. On Tuesday, a rollover accident was reported on the Saunders Settlement Road in Cambria. First reports indicated there may be serious injuries, with police and fire officials racing to the scene around 9 p.m. Details to that accident were not immediately released. In Niagara Falls, an accident was reported at 1570 Military Road yesterday with unknown injuries there. That accident came in about 8 p.m. on Tuesday night. Around 5, a collision in the 6200 block of South Transit Road was reported. First reports there indicated there were injuries. South Lockport and Wendelville volunteers assisted at that scene along with county deputies and firemen from the Upper Mountain Fire Company. Logged a call on Mountview Drive Tuesday, where an air conditioning box on the outside of a home reportedly caught fire. Firemen quickly eliminated that danger, and no injuries were reported. And finally, here's a date you may want to jot down. It's July 10th of this year, where a cherished summer tradition will take place. The annual Jack Beatty Memorial Hospice Cruise and Clam Bake that returns to the historic Youngstown Yacht Club. Authorities say the event will be held rain or shine, and money raised will benefit Niagara Hospice. In the past, that longtime fundraiser has raised nearly $700,000 in support of the nonprofit organization's mission to providing comfort, dignity, and support to patients and families throughout the community. The event has become such a meaningful tradition for so many families and supporters throughout the community that co-chairman Paul Beatty Jr. said, "It's a wonderful evening on the water and shore, and it directly helps ensure that hospice can continue providing exceptional care and support to its patients." Organizers expect the event to sell out, and if you're interested in taking part, you can contact co-chairman Adam Burns at 716-713-5119. That's again for the annual Memorial Hospice Clam Bake, Friday, July 10th, at the Youngstown Yacht Club. If it happens in your area, we want you to know about it. And if you see news in the making, we want to know, so call our news tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. And remember, we feature the news every hour and half hour here on NiagaraRadio.net, or for your convenience, also on Facebook when you enter NiagaraRadio.net in their search bar. It's local news, fair and free, and available here on the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa.